What up? It's Jay from Jay's Podcast, and you're listening to episode three. Wait, episode three. That makes no sense. Nah, you get the point. Today I want to talk about just the normal, you know, pop culture. You know, one thing I don't get is like, I want y'all's opinion. You know, the whole, you ever just go into a bathroom, like in a movie theater, at a food place, or restaurant, excuse me, or anywhere, and you see a person get through with their business, you know, whether it's number one or number two, and them fools don't wash their hands, man. You ever just feel like calling out that person, like, man, you need to wash your hands. You need to wash your hands, man. You ever just feel like that? Well, I'm glad you do, because I do too. Because, you know, I mean, if you're in nature or something, like you're driving across country, or you're driving somewhere and you're out, you know, in the trees, you know, like, well, I mean, not across country. Like if you're going up north to like, West Virginia or somewhere up north, and you have to go take a number one specifically, you know, you can't really wash your hands. I mean, if you're a dude, man, you just, you know, you do what you gotta do, and you take care of business. I mean, you don't touch nothing, you know, you really need to wash your hands. And, you know, I know I speak on, you should wash your hands, but in that instance, no. No, you shouldn't. I mean, for the ladies, maybe so, maybe not. I mean, if you're in a restaurant, I hope you wash your hands. Like, especially if you go to a buffet. I don't know how many people go to the buffet anymore, but damn. Like, how many people I've seen not wash their hands, man, or they pick the nose or something. Like, man. Like, get a tissue, go get some hand sanitizer, go to the bathroom and wash them little nasty hands you got. Because, you know, I don't want to be catching no disease, bro. Like, I don't want to catch nothing, bro. I mean, I don't want to catch no disease. I mean, I don't know if you have disease or not, but that's the point, man. Because I don't know. You know, it's like you go to the hospital and you see the waste buckets. That's because there's waste, man. You can get sick. How do I know I can't get sick, man? Because you didn't wash your darn hands, bro. So wash your hands, man. Wash your hands. Yeah, so I want to know how many people feel passionate as I do about that. Because, you know, it's kind of nasty, bro. Like, not. Like, I'm not even fronting now. I'm not even playing. It's kind of nasty. Like, wash your hands, man. Like what, if I'm out in nature, I have a real bad habit of not washing my hands. But again, you don't really touch anything. You know, you don't touch your private parts. You don't touch nothing. You're good. You know, you know what? That reminds me of a story. I'm going to try to start incorporating story time. Because if you're like me, you love story time. And it makes you laugh. It makes you laugh a lot. So, here's story time. I remember this was actually from this past Christmas. So, being half Mexican, Chicano, me and my pops went to Mexico for Christmas. And you know, in Mexico, there's really no such thing as hygiene, man. Like, that's a big pet peeve, but you know, that's a story for us another time. Well, it's kind of a corporate story, so you hear it. You driving along, you know, there's a bunch of twisty curves and whatnot, and you know, what's one thing you got to do if on a long car ride? You know, go ahead and answer it for you. You gotta take a pee-pee, bro. You gotta go to the bathroom. Nothing else, a pee-pee, right? Okay. So what you do, what you do when you got to take a pee pee? Not in, in Mexico, you know, normally if you're in, on the road here in the United States of America, there's rest stops normally. I said normally because sometimes there's not. In Mexico, there is none. You find, you become creative. Go out in the nature and go take care of business, whether it's number one or number dos. You go take care of business and do your job. You know, we're driving along, you know, close to the end of the trip specifically. This is, well, yeah. My dad, my pops is like, you gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to have to go, bro. he's like, all right. He tells my uncle, he's like, stop truck, you know, go pull over somewhere. We were out in the middle of nowhere, kind of. Like, we were going to this, like, church ceremony thing. It wasn't really a ceremony, but it was like a church thing. And we stopped off, and I'm like, I'm telling you, middle of nowhere. Should have took a picture of it so you could see how much in the middle of nowhere it was. And got out and went to go take care of business. And it's like, that's legit how it is. It's not like a rest stop where you have to get out and go get out your car and go deal with a bunch of people and go take care of business and go wash your hands and go walk out and go get you something from the vending machine. No, man. No, it don't work like that. Over there, it's you pop out of the truck or wherever you're driving or wherever you're riding in, and you go take care of business, whether it's number one, number dos. You go take care of business and let the rest sort itself out. And I hope you ain't like hygiene too much, because yo, it's brutal out there. But that's kind of the quick story. The quick story is that. And maybe on the next episode, I will talk about another funny story that happened while we were there on that little venture of ours. Like, it's kind of a funny story. Maybe it's funny to some, maybe it's not. So I'll let you be the judge of that, and I'll see you guys next time.